My child, you are easily impressed or daunted by the weight of all your yesterdays. The highs and the lows, the sunsets and the snowfalls of years gone by have profoundly shaped the way you are. But they can no more heat your days than they need block your path. Leave the past with me, and I will fill each day afresh.
The hoops and hurdles you are passing through are not a sign that I've ceased to care. But as you guard your heart and eyes, remember to attend to the needs of others. It will become increasingly necessary to provide for what friends and neighbours can no longer afford. If anyone has two coats or cars, let him share them with another. For we can give without loving, but we cannot love without giving.
Just because some precious things have been taken away, it does not mean that I have nothing left in store for you. Don't mourn the passing of former times, as though the hills will never come alive again to the song of birds, or the woods with the fragrance of wild flowers. There's still so much to achieve, and many in need of your love.
Lord, we remember all the blessings you've given us and all you've done for us. God sends from your supreme court that are neither fluke nor rebuke. Keep us from the sneers of fear and doubt, which leave so much less room for your leading.
When times are dark, remember the long summer days when my presence was near. Such memories are a fertile seedbed to inspire your prayers, for prayers once uttered live on before my throne. I've given you today and eternity, and what you pray today, I will take and shape tomorrow.
You are first and foremost in a relationship of love, and although your calling is unique, what I am doing in you connects in unseen ways with many other lives. Let my spirit weigh and inspect, for the harvest of your service awaits you, kept fresh in the river of the one who loves to reward.
Lord, when you're about to do something great, you allow us to see the difficulties first. But when you're going to do something magnificent, you allow it to appear completely impossible. We do as well to believe that you can repeat your miracles of grace and provision as we do to be cautious in the areas where we've shown ourselves to be fallible.
Build with courage, truth, and self-control. There are things it is better not to touch, and places to which it is not wise to go. Release our spirits from all that grinds and grates and chafes, and settle them in the quiet that comes from your gentle, healing streams.
Praise to the holiest in the height, and in the depths be peace and praise. Love prospers when a fault is forgiven, but dwelling on it separates close friends. Forgive us for all the subtle and not so subtle ways by which we disempower each other through our words and actions. Make us better listeners and less good interrupters.
Thrust out into your vineyard battle-scarred labourers who mourn the places that are missing in heaven, and watchmen who wrestle for souls to be one with you. For when the rams look at the shepherd, their woolly coats rub companionably up against each other, but when they look at each other, they see only horns.
Sometimes we sense that we have reached the mark and are eager to embark, only to flail in the teeth of a particularly strong gale. When everything that was about to hatch is snatched away, in God's economy, this practice run may yet be paving the way for the real thing to come to pass. And just as we could not predict what a tomato would look like from its seed, what we sow may only come to life when it dies.
When your sighting shots fall short of the mark or sail well wide of the target, adjust your range and angle of attack. And what could not be achieved yesterday becomes easy for me to weave today.